house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Dennis Rail. Dennis is the owner of Los Bagels. How did you come to Humboldt County, Dennis?
I first came to Humboldt County. I used to work in the Trinity Alps at a kids' backpacking camp called Camp Unalay. And after the camp was over, we would spend a couple days on the coast here in Humboldt County, and that was in the late 70s initially.
Okay, and then how did you meet up with the partners in your business?
There's a variety of meetings that went on. The one that I've known the longest, Paul Hebb, I used to work for in Upward Bound up in Forest Grove, Oregon, and Paul currently lives in Mexico. Peter German, his wife and I were roommates, and we started talking, and Peter was moving up here from doing an ice cream business in Southern Humboldt and was looking a way to get integrated into the community. And lastly, I have a partner, John Monahan, who wasn't one of our initial partners, but he's worked with us since about week two since we opened. And John and I actually went to the same high school, though we didn't know each other, in Southern California, Lucerna High.
All those connections.
All those connections, yes.
Great. And how did you decide to go into the bagel business?
Well, I moved to Humboldt County from Amsterdam, where I opened up the first Mexican restaurant in the Netherlands. From 1976 to 1978 is where I stayed there. And I came back to the United States, and particularly to Humboldt County, because I liked the area, and I kind of wanted to find some way to be my own boss again and to incorporate some of the things that I always missed from growing up, which were both bagels were one that I'd have people from out of the area bring, and the other was tortillas. And I still think there's a good niche for that, a good tortilla business locally.
And talk about your family growing up and how that kind of influenced the Los Bagels.
Right. Well, like I said, Los Bagels comes from just a mix of my family. My mother was Jewish originally from Philadelphia and had lots of family still in the New York area. My father's family is from New Mexico. And so they brought both of their cultures together. And in both of the Jewish culture and the Mexican or Latino culture, a really big common denominator is food. And so that's something that we shared quite often. And also, you know, it would be real common for us to have a Christmas tree on one corner of the living room and our menorah celebrating Hanukkah on the other side here. So neither one of my folks were very strong and religious, but really strong with their cultural ties. So that's how that combination came to be.
Well, I have to say, one of the interesting things for me about Los Bagels is it has been my main tie to bagels. And so when I walked into Noah's Bagels and I ordered a jalapeno bagel with guacamole, they just looked at me funny. And I was like, oh my God, that's something you can only get at Humboldt County. You can only get it at Los Bagels. But I had no idea how different that was until I did that.
Well, it's interesting, you know, actually, we put those whole things together, and my mom, the Jewish side of my family, I think was appalled at first that we would have guacamole in there, but it became my dad's favorite item. In fact, we have a bagel named after my dad, which is called Izzy's Guac and Lox, and he would have guacamole and lox on top of that here, you know, but there are some of those only things that go on. There's a great little story about this local girl who went back east to go to college and ended up having a Jewish roommate, and they got to talking what they had in common, and they started talking about bagels, and she said, well, you know, the best bagels actually come from Humboldt County. And she said, but, you know, I don't think so. She said, you know, bagels are really a Jewish food. And she says, no, they're not. They're really a Mexican food. And they got in this big discussion. She said, look, I'm going to call my dad so we can clear this up. And she called her dad, and he said, well, you're right on one of the two items. You know, they are probably the best bagels you can find. But no, dear, I'm sorry to tell you that bagels actually originated as a Jewish food. And this Los Bagels is a combination of the two.
Uh-huh. And then you have some other unique things besides the guacamole. One is slug slime. I can hardly say it. And that is a unique combination of things that are put on a bagel.
Well, probably I should go back and describe a little bit or decide how we got to what these slugs are. And what slugs really are is the bagel dough, which just an elongated form. And it came from our first bagel machine, which had a hard time joining the bagel dough up. And so we would get tons of slugs from this machine. We'd have to put them back in the machine in the, what we call the former, to form them into the round shape. So we just said, let's go ahead and utilize those and cover them with all the different toppings we have, onion, garlic, and poppy, sesame seeds, and salt. and then sell them as slugs. Humboldt County obviously is renowned for their slugs. Well, early on, what would happen is customers would come in and say, could you do me a favor and lift up that basket that has the slugs in them and give me some of that topping and sprinkle that on top of the bagels. So we did that for a number of years. And finally, we said, you know, this is something people really like. It's basically the toasted toppings from that slug. Let's go ahead and offer it and then start to bottle it. And it's gotten to be in its own business as its own. We have it in most of the local grocery stores. Are getting ready to have it go outside of the county here fairly soon. But it's been a great fun thing to do. And it's a great gift that they're sent all over the world because it keeps real well and it's incredibly versatile, not just for sandwiches, but also people do fish with it. A friend of mine makes her own crackers, you know, with that in it. It's great as a topping for pork chops. I even have a friend of mine who likes it on his oatmeal, though I think he's crazy.
That is a little crazy, but I have to say it's my husband's favorite thing is a slug with a slug slime.
Yeah.
And I noticed at your business that you have one of Dwayne Flatmo's murals right outside the Arcata location. How did that come about?
How I first met Dwayne Flatmo came about is there is a blank wall on the Wildwood building just south of Arcata Los Bagels. And since we kind of look over that from our solarium, I was looking for a way to change that feeling in there. And initially, I wanted a scene of a Latin American or a Mexican marketplace. And I looked all over and even talked a couple muralists in the Mission District in San Francisco. But I realized the logistics of trying to pull that off was just too crazy. So then I started looking around for anybody who did local murals. And at that time, Dwayne had done only one mural previous to that. So we end up talking, and he said, maybe I could pull this off. And so he decided to create this big collage. He knew the idea that I wanted and basically just put together this multicultural mural. So the idea was to get people and transform them. They're sitting in this little cafe in Humboldt County, but in reality, looking at this landscape, which is all over the world. And so he put together a collage pretty much out of Life magazine and then did some tweaks on that and put it up on the wall.
Let's talk about some of the things you do with schools. I understand you do some tours with some of the local schools.
Right. I always, obviously, kids are what it's all about for me. I have two of my own young girls, Coco, who is 11, and Trula, who is 14. But from the get-go, we have had school tours that we bring kids. They come in from all throughout the county and even from out of the county periodically. And they get a full tour of the back operations of the store, of how the dough is made, what the ingredients are, how they're baked and boiled. And a lot of it ends up incorporating that there is a book out now called Jalapeño Bagel, which was written by a local woman, Natasha Wing, which depicts that multicultural experience. Ironically, what Natasha did is she flipped the parents as the mother in this book being Latina and the father being Jewish. But it takes kids through, and so it is a book that was picked up on the curriculum for second and third grade. And we get people across the country, kids who have read it and teachers. And so lots of times this tour is lined up with kids at school age. But we also will do multicultural tours. I'll do tours in Spanish periodically. And it's just a way for kids to see where the things that they like, how they're made, and how they come to be.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your Sister City project. How did you get involved with that?
I got involved with it actually through initially, I would say, a little bit through one of my partners, Paul Hebb, who had been to Nicaragua a couple times on a cotton brigade working in Nicaragua. And I was interested to go down and see it because it sounded like it was too good to be true, things that were going on there. And there was a local group of a handful of people who were meeting and trying to form the Sister City group. So I went and met with them just before I left on the trip and said, look, I'm happy to go down and see what's going on. So I went to Nicaragua and met with people. There was a Sister City office as part of the government at that point, and they took me around to three or four places in Nicaragua looking for a Sister City that might be compatible with Arcata or Humboldt County. And at that time, if you remember, there was a war going on, and what Nicaragua was trying to do is do a people-to-people program, that this Sister City program didn't condemn or condone any of the actions from our government or from the Nicaragua government, but it was a way to put people in place with people. And so I went down there, met some people, met the current mayor of Camuapa and actually a woodworker and a number of other people in town, and the whole thing kind of blossomed from there. The block party first started as a fundraiser the first year for the mural, and then we ended up utilizing that for the last close to 30 years as a fundraiser for our sister city. It's our main fundraiser.
Well, this has been interesting learning more about how Los Bagels got its start and what it's doing today. And you've been around for quite a few years now.
Right. Actually, we just had our 29th anniversary, and so we're gearing up for the next 30 years right
now. All right, for the next 30 years. Yeah, good. So, we'll be ordering those jalapeno bagels.
We'd like to do it in 30-year increments is the way to go, I think.
Okay. So. Well, thanks a lot. This has been a pleasure talking to Dennis Rail with Los Bagels.
Great. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Dates and the grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.